Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by CISO. All the best comedy in one place. Don't believe it? CISO for yourself.
Oh, God, what?
I'm new at this!
All right.
Go to CISO.com and stream for free today. No credit card necessary.
Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Glad you guys enjoyed the Melissa McCarthy episode. That was incredible to get that. She doesn't do podcasts, man. She has had so much press to do for The Boss. And I hit her up and I said, "Do you got 15 minutes just to chat?" And her publicist was like, "Yeah, 15 minutes, we can do that." And then we stretch it into 45 because, as she told me, she goes, "It was a blast." She goes, you make it easy. She's the coolest, obviously. If you haven't checked that episode out yet, please do so. It's just a great one-on-one conversation. She just shows you why she's the coolest. Anytime somebody asks me, what's Melissa McCarthy like to work with? I'm like, I mean, literally, if you're not a piece of shit and you're funny, like, she's going to love you. That's just, she's cool, as cool as they get. And The Boss is hilarious. I saw it on Thursday night, and it's definitely worth seeing. It's hard to make me laugh in a comedy because I think I just live in this world so much that I get overly critical, but it was genuinely really funny. So many quotable lines and a couple scenes that, like, are kind of epic movie scenes. So go see that movie. Check out that episode. All episodes, of course, on iTunes, where you, if you subscribe to the podcast, you can get them all. New episodes Monday and Thursday. So many great episodes coming down the can, obviously. We've got another Brent Morin episode on the way. Goo Goo Dolls, of course, is a few weeks away. So make sure you subscribe on iTunes and get caught up on all the great eps. Today's episode is a buddy of mine that I met doing Brent Morin's special. He played the security guard at the beginning of Brent Morin's Netflix special. And since then, he's done Conan, Adam Devine's House Party, and he just sold a pilot to MTV, all within like 3 or 4 months of being in L.A. I'm talking about Leonard Oots, baby. That's right. If you don't know the name, you will soon. He's quickly climbing the comedy charts and making a name for himself. He kills it every time. He's the sweetest dude you'll meet and so fucking likable on stage. Great writing. He's only 3 years in, so the world is his oyster. And he crushed it on the episode. He just showed you why he's a force to be reckoned with in the comedy business. So enjoy this episode. Follow Leonard on Twitter at Leonard Oots. Leonard, and then Oots is spelled O-U-T-Z-S. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. Follow Brad on Twitter at Funny Brad. And go see Brad this weekend in Richmond, Virginia at the Funny Bone. Brad will be at the Funny Bone in Richmond, Virginia. Tickets at funnybone.com. He'll be there April 14th through the 16th. I'll be in L.A. all this week doing shows. Check AdamRayTV.com for all the local dates, Comedy Store, Ice House, Improv. Brad and I both next week are going to be in Austin at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. That is going to be the shit. So if you live in Austin or you're trying to make it down to the festival, Brad and I are both doing a bunch of shows. I think we're both doing the goddamn Comedy Jam. I'm doing it on Saturday the 23rd. I think Brad's on Friday the 22nd. We've obviously talked about that show. It's one of the best shows on the planet. Comics do a set and then they sing a song with a live band. So come out, see us. We're going to do a bunch of pods while we're down there. It's a great time. Moon Tower Comedy Festival, April 20th through the 23rd. And then the end of April, I'll be in Boston. My first time to Laugh Boston, April 28th through the 30th at Laugh Boston. Get your tickets at AdamRayTV.com or LaughBoston.com. And come see me April 28th through the 30th at Laugh Boston. Of course, follow the podcast on Twitter at ALN Podcast. Follow it on Instagram at ALN Podcast. I'm on Instagram at AdamRay33. Brad's at Brad Williams Comic. All the ALN merch at StoryMerchandise.com. Hats, shirts, mugs, posters. Get all your ALN merch at estoymerchandise.com and bring it to the shows and have a chance to become fan of the week. We got a few more of those coming up on Thursday and then Monday. So and keep with your emails. You guys, your tweets and your emails, I can't tell you, we've gotten some really heartfelt messages in the past couple months. And it, man, I've like gotten choked up reading some of these. It's really incredible what the podcast does for some of you out there. It's, you know, the relationships that you feel with us through this you know, medium of comedy and entertainment. It's so fun for us to do and to hear that it's being reciprocated like that. You know, I was just at the West Palm Beach Improv all weekend. Shows were killer. Club's amazing. So many pod fans came out and you know, people quoting episodes to me and you know, telling me what favorite guests they like and, you know, how what they're looking forward to. And it's incredible. So thank you for all that. Keep sending tweets and emails. It's it goes a long way. It makes us feel warm and fuzzy inside. And of course, tomorrow night, DVR, TBS, 10 p.m., a brand new episode of my show, Separation Anxiety, with Eliza Schlesinger. Brand new episode tomorrow. It's the highest rated new show on TBS, so that's fucking cool. You know, that's dope. Maybe we'll get another season. Who knows? Who knows? This business is so fucking flimsy. But the one thing we can control is bringing you guys great episodes like today's. Now that we got the tour dates out of the way, those are the Twitter handles, that's all the merch info, and now sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with the very funny Leonard Utz.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to a dope podcast. Dinner or breakfast, Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
My mind's always fresh.
Dude, most guys, when they show up here, they like take an Uber or they drive.
Yeah, that was an Uber.
All right, but that was Celebrity Uber.
Yeah, Celebrity Uber. Ooh, that's a T. Oh, write that down.
Wow. Guy's been in Hollywood 24 hours. He's got TV shows on the mind.
Celebrity Uber. I mean, it's sort of like Jerry's show, but yeah. It's not.
No, because it's not. I mean, you hang out with him for as long as. It's like Cash Cab without right. The game show aspect.
What if you got to pick which, like. Who would pick Samuel L. Jackson? Like, yeah, let me get Sam to come drive me.
Well, are you kidding me? I would love if Sam drove me. Because I would think that if you ran in traffic, he would just, like, put his head out the window and be like, get your motherfucking ass out my motherfucking way! And everyone would just be like, get your motherfucking ass out of his motherfucking way.
Yeah.
Like, that would be perfect. I would love Sam Jackson. Like, now, is it a celebrity Uber where you just someone dials an Uber and then a celebrity comes and picks him up and it's a surprise, or it's like a celebrity driving a celebrity? How do you envision this?
Imagine a celebrity. No, yeah, Matt, a celebrity driving a celebrity. I can see that going wrong.
Yeah,
like get your you bitch. You ain't had a hit in 10 years. Not somebody getting crashed and shit on purpose. Right?
I feel like the show depends heavily on like what level of celeb you get. Like if it's gonna be like one of those reality shows like a celebrity rehab thing where you're getting like, you know, Dustin Diamond and you know,
that's always fun. But
Frank Stallone,
if you're getting a celebrity,
not Sly, Frank.
Think about it, you're not getting no A-list celebrity, they busy.
Yeah
so
right.
So you got to get people like Adam Ray.
Dude, I'll take it. The fact that you just threw me on the B-list.
I think we'll all take that.
We'll take
right,
it.
Right, yeah, right. But Adam Devine dropped you off. That was very weird for me to be standing out front waiting for you, and then all of a sudden just Adam pulls up and goes, hey, Brad.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah,
man, Adam's good people, man. You know, we working on some stuff. We're trying to do
good.
Might be doing something. You might be seeing a little bit more of me.
Jeez, the guy gets one Conan set under his belt.
You know what? Adam knows what's up, and if he's trying to fuck with you, then that makes all the sense in the world to me.
Man, look, just know.
Come on, dude. You know. I met you, man. If we fuck, come on, man.
Man, look. Just know. I got some.
Got some ovens in the fire.
Do you remember the first thing you ever said to me? Because it made me laugh so damn hard.
Where'd you guys meet?
Because you were featuring for me at the Cleveland Improv.
Say that sentence as many times as you can, because it's about to be the opposite.
Oh, absolutely. And
all right,
that's we won't be at the Improv.
Oh shit!
We do an Oracle, motherfucker. And I walk into the green room, and you're featuring for me. And the first words, like the first I say hi, you say hi, then you go, man, you got no legs, I got no neck.
I said that.
You said that.
I must have been high. I must have been high. Cause see, I be foolishly speaking. Like I said some shit that's real, but it like you wouldn't have said. Who says? See, so you probably didn't like me the first.
No. See, here's my thing. Like, I like people that come with a short joke, as long as it's good. As long as it's not like a hack, pound it. Right
I'm tired of people with these fell. Oh, look, what size is that jacket? It's my size, motherfucker. I know. People can't, like, dude, if you're going to do a fat joke, if you got a funny fat joke, I'll listen.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll take it because I like the joke.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate when I come with an original joke, original, like I'm killing you, and you say, oh, yeah, but you can't run a mile. Who the fuck can run a mile? Who just runs miles like that? Who just said, you know, I'm going to go run a mile right now?
I can't. No, yeah, it's like you're right up there with Ralphie May. The first time I ever saw Ralphie, he goes, dude, I don't trust you because you're not handling a battle axe right now. And I just start. That was the first thing he said to me. And I'm like, I'm going to get along with this guy.
Dude, Ralphie, shout out to Ralphie May. Ralphie is, man, we were talking a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He actually hosted my Gotham Comedy Live.
He did. I saw the clips today, yeah.
Man, he told me that. He was like, dude, you're going to be a star. I was like, you think so? He was like, yeah. He was like, but you're black, so it's not. No, I'm just joking.
You're black, so maybe like 10 years maybe after you're supposed
How
to
many,
be.
How many, was he a guy you've looked up to? Who's been the guy? Yeah.
Ralphie's definitely one of those guys that I looked up to. Ralphie, you got people like, I mean, not just because they're big, but you got like Lavelle Crawford.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's just dynamic on stage. Then you got Martin. You got who? You got Patrice. You got Bill Burr's one. Bill Burr's probably my favorite comic worker.
Yeah.
We were just talking about him right before he showed up because I was hanging out with him last night at the goddamn Comedy Jam. And we're just talking like that dude.
His point of view is so sharp.
He talks in bits.
In bits, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you have a conversation with him like, are you running material with me right now? Because what you're saying to me is hilarious.
Life is a running bit.
Yeah. Ooh.
Life is a. Cause
put that on a bumper sticker.
I sort of started to realize. On stage, like last week, I'm doing a joke, and in the middle of that joke, you ever have like, you're like, damn, that I see why you're laughing. This makes sense now. Yeah. It like now you're trying to keep doing your set, but it's unraveling in your head.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean. Like,
well, you're not just saying something because it sounds funny. You're saying that because you actually believe and understand what you're talking about and why you're saying it.
All right, like I'm gonna give. I never do jokes. I'm gonna give you a joke. This is the joke I do. It's about Subway.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like Jared didn't touch them kids till he lost their weight, because everybody knows fat people don't rape people. You can Google that. Fat people, if you get raped by somebody fat, you were being lazy. All you had to do was move. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
find some steps. So that's the joke. Boom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, in order to get, you know how much of a punk you got to be to rape one person. Who you can't even go brag about that. Like this was going in my mind.
You're saying you have multiple cases to be considered.
Because the joke is like in order to get me, you got to put something in like some honey mustard and some ketchup. You gonna have to rape everybody to come rape me. You know what I mean? Like you gonna have to work for this ass. That's what I'm saying. You gonna be tired by the time you get to me.
That's so good.
But it's like that's running through my head while I'm doing this, and it's like you start like that's just me talking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That when you start to understand yourself, like I'm still a baby in comedy.
Yeah,
you know,
3,
4, 5. It'll be 5 in October.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like you're
turning a corner as far as like really starting to hone in on like what you're talking about.
What I'm talking about, like, because I go through this all the time. Like, my biggest thing is like you. Surprisingly, we're in fucking Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
and I'm working with Brad, who to me I'm like this white dude. I'm like he's about to be all white. Like, all my TV credits are mainstream. So mm-hmm. nobody black. We're doing an urban weekend with Brad, and he's killing.
Oh yeah,
and he's killing. I'm killing. He's killing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you know that energy that energy difference between black people and white.
Oh, I talk about it in my act about how like you kill for a black audience. It's just it's another level.
It's crazy.
It's insane. It's insane.
Why is that? I mean, I think we laugh out of we
don't know if we're gonna be here tomorrow. And that has nothing to do with white people killing people. That has nothing to do with the police. That's just we go through so much on a daily, from just us,
mm-hmm.
from what we eat, from what we, you know what I mean, from just life, stress, and you know what I mean, and fighting to make enough money to go to the show.
Yeah. So you're so like every emotion.
It's a cathartic experience. So that show is like really
right.
Like,
it
covering a lot of bases emotionally.
Especially when somebody hits on a topic that you. That you going through, or that you know what I mean?
Like, could change your week or month or year.
I had one dude tell me that he was thinking about killing himself before he came to the show.
Well, in my defense, I was having a rough week. I had been added to the B list by a good friend of mine.
But I mean, it's just man, and like that's my thing. It's like
that's incredible to hear that what we do is it possible for to be that type of a contributor for somebody to shift their perspective on life? That's bananas.
Because you're like, wow, I wrote that joke on the toilet,
right,
and it saved your life.
Right.
That cathartic down, moment.
Yeah.
One of my managers from where I used to work, I'm not going to put their information, but their spouse died.
Oh, man.
So I do a monthly show back home. I give her free tickets. She came to the show. First show, she hugged me, and I'm like, you all right? She started crying. Mm-hmm. She starts crying because she's like, I haven't even smiled since before they got sick.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like people think that comedy, like comics, and I don't care if you're black or white, we're like preachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, when I see Bill Burr, I don't see a white comic. I see a pastor up there giving his sermon. Sure. I see somebody up there preaching to the masses.
Yeah, it's godly. It's another level.
Like, you know, like I'm in high school when he did the joke about dating a black chick, and he gets off the train
and having to go on the train. Oh my god!
And every street. Keep in mind, I'm not from New York. I'm from Virginia, so I don't know the names of the streets. But he says every street is named after a historical black figure. He get off the train on 125th and Frederick Douglass, or he said Danny Glover. That's funny to you and me.
Yeah.
Patrice O'Neill was funny to you and me.
Oh, Patrice. Elephant
Patrice
in the room,
was
one of the greatest specials. You know,
he was
time.
One of the first headline comics, or the first comic I saw live that on a headline weekend. And I saw him, I think I might have just seen him on VH1. Mm-hmm. And I took my girlfriend at the time, and I was like, we got to see this guy. It was at the Punchline in San Fran. And he literally sat on the stool and did 2.5 hours. And not only was his material just next level, but his crowd work, he talked to about 6 different groups in the audience,
right. Mm-hmm.
Somehow weaved them all together,
right.
Combining stories and relationships, and then back to the material, and it was the craziest shit I've ever.
What's amazing,
I don't think I've seen a better live show.
Yeah, what's amazing is you could get a group of writers 3 months to prepare that,
right.
Or to all right, and then we'll weave it all together, and blah, 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 and then no shot.
Right,
you get Patrice in that moment, motherfucker, put the bit Tolu on that album where some guy just said his name was Tolu in the audience.
Oh, Mr. P.
Yeah,
right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
Tolu,
that's 2 tracks on his album is just dedicated to some guy saying my name is Tolu, and then he just runs with it, and you're like, that is other level.
You saw him live, yeah?
Never.
Yeah,
never saw him live.
But you've seen Chappelle, you've seen Chris Rock, you've seen Burr.
I've worked with Chris. Like, Chris Rock, like, I've seen Chris, like, me. Like, I've had to follow Chris.
What? Where?
At the Cellar.
You had to follow Chris Rock at the Cellar.
That just makes you better, though, right? But you're still...
But, I mean, no, but he leaves them. The crowd is like, well, we just saw Chris Rock, so you
now what?
In. And they're like, right.
And the
but they're great.
They're ready to go.
They're ready.
Do you, what is your stance on that? Because I know for myself, at least it took probably about 6 years into... feel confident enough to go be on a packed show and Tosh, Dane, Jeff Ross all just boom 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 crush, and then you're going on, and by the way, that's after 3 or 4 of the comics before that, and now right. You got bumped to the end, and right. The crowd is still
there, but they're
great,
not
but
there.
They're a little tired, and they also just saw 3 beasts, and now correct. Like what's left, and
it's you.
I remember one time I'd say maybe it was 4 years in, and I just straight up, my buddy goes, you can either, he was on the show, he goes, you can go on now, which will be the end, or you can just not go up. And I go, I'm not going to go up. And, dude, that made me sick for a week after. And then I was like, all right, that happens again. I gotta
go up.
You fucking put, you missed out on, even if you did tank, you learn from that,
Mm-hmm. And then they respect you for even attempting.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because it takes a real man to if you know that on the other side of the door is a lion. It's a lion over there. He ain't ate in weeks, but behind that lion is your trophy. Who's not gonna go through that door? I'm going through the door every time.
Yeah,
with nothing in my hands, I'm going through, and I'm gonna fight my way to that trophy.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
really like trophies.
Like, don't you take my third place basketball right. comedy wrestling trophy?
It's a trophy bowl and it's got hamburger helper.
Well, you didn't mention there's hamburger helper. Yeah, fuck that lion.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna take it out.
Some good hamburger helper.
The best, right?
I like to go to restaurants and ask for hamburger helper. knowing they don't got it. You ever just ask? You ever ask? I had a lady ask me, "What can I get you?" I said, "Honey mustard." I'll take honey mustard to drink.
Oh yeah.
And she was like, what, "Do you want gravy too?" Like, fuck you. I don't want no goddamn gravy.
I used to do that all the time, but with like blizzards, like Dairy Queen blizzards. I'd just be like
making shit up.
I'd just be like I don't know, like a TGI Fridays. Yeah, got Oreo cookie blizzards. Like, fuck what?
You got a
12:30 at night.
You're got like, a McRib. You get a McRib.
I know they hide them in TGI Fridays.
Like, we don't make those. We'll be
and
creepy.
Waffle fries.
Do you have a go-to road snack? What is your like when you came out here? Did people say, "Hey, L.A., you got to get"?
I had Roscoe's today.
Wow. Today. I mean, now, not to sound racist, which means I'm going to say something racist.
Very racist.
But going to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, is that like your first time there as a
well,
black guy?
Well, my second time. First okay. time I went.
What would that be like?
Well, for me, if they made like Skittles the restaurant, like that would be where I would have to go.
Or if you could learn how to make mayonnaise. Like if you could go churn your own mayonnaise, that would.
I like that you made it a white thing and not a dwarf thing. Yeah. Respect,
yeah,
much respect.
But still churning, that feels like a dwarf activity. So there was still
with his hands,
yeah,
just way above
his head.
Yeah,
dude, so, or none. I'm thinking, yeah, but a side hand.
Oh yeah, the side wheel. Yeah.
He come back, his arm just swollen.
So go wrestle with Chicken Waffles.
I'm going back
somebody
ain't got a good
comment.
Joke. When somebody don't got a good joke, they always try to say, but you see, Sarah Palin said that she could see the moon from her home. And
so she could be an astronaut.
Right, exactly.
Perfect. Like, was that like a cathartic experience? Or like,
no, it was cool.
Walk in? But also I'm forgetting.
Is that racist? Is it a cathartic experience? Was it good to be at home with your people and your food?
Did you see the nooses hanging? Did you try one on? Did you see just how did the rope taste?
Just as a tourist.
Did you bring your own hot sauce?
Is that a black thing? Bringing your own hot sauce?
Beyonce sang about it. She says she carries hot sauce. But in her bag.
That's a Beyonce thing.
I went to a place out here. They don't even serve ketchup with their like. It's I forgot the name of the place, but it's like
some fancy foo-foo burger spot.
Burger spot, right?
Ugh.
And they make the burger a certain kind of way. You can't have them not put stuff on. I'm like, who the fuck do you think you
are? 2016.
Yeah.
I'm like, how you gonna force this fucking mushroom sauce down my throat? How you gonna tell me I'm paying $12 for a burger? You gonna tell me I gotta have lettuce on it?
Yeah. Well, I remember there was a story on like TMZ like 4 or 5 months ago where they were getting on Nicki Minaj for going into a steakhouse with A1 steak sauce, saying like that's insulting. I don't know why they served it. I'm like, listen, you buy the thing,
right?
You can do whatever you want to it,
right?
You can fuck that steak if you wanted to.
Like,
who gives a shit?
If I go to TGI Fridays, and buy a steak, and I tell you don't cook it, just bring it out here and wrap that motherfucker up, and bring it to me.
Yeah, you paid for it.
People kill me.
I don't get that. Oh, you're disgracing the food. It's dead.
I'm glad you cut your hair because you look like a fucking washed up dope fiend.
Oh shit, he's looking at a the long what is that, like homeless bum? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was ratty, dude.
Yeah, that
how long y'all been doing this podcast?
Like
a little over 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years.
Dude, this is dope. Y'all got to show me how, because me and my roommate want to do this exact. And
yeah, dude, we'll get y'all set up. We set Dana Carvey up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll set you up.
Dude.
Dude, we're like podcast drug dealers.
This shit
is
dope.
Which is a failed pilot.
We also do it at the Sideshow Studio, which is at the Hollywood Improv. That's the network that we're on. And they built a studio at the top of the Improv. But we like to do a lot of them here because it's cozy.
They don't let Adam bring his candles into the Hollywood Improv.
I'm a big candle guy.
I was about to say, you just got fucking vanilla fresh.
Well, usually I had these Skittles and Starburst candles from Rite Aid.
And what are you doing, Pilates in here? You got workout equipment, a basketball hoop?
Yeah, it's a fucking dude spot for sure.
You got all kind of liquor, Grey Goose? Who drinks Grey Goose still?
I don't know, man. I like to have options. I'm a big tequila guy.
A big...
I just love him looking around the room. Just
I'm
now,
trying to bring...
Now, which... Now, Adam, which is more nerve-wracking for you? If you have a girl... looking around your house, like checking it out, or you have a black guy looking around your house? Because I think that the black guy looking around your house makes like, oh man, he's gonna say my shit's not cool, and then I'm not cool.
Yeah. The black guy's looking at shit he can take. That's what you really wanted to say.
Hey,
that's what you really wanted to say.
Hey, Brad is racist. He ain't that racist.
I'm highly offended.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not.
No, I mean, I hear what you're saying. Like, no, I mean, well, dude, for sure.
No, this is a nice pad, though, man.
It's chill. Yeah, it's nice to be here by myself.
You got the friend that's trying to be somebody sitting on the couch. That's dope. Yeah.
Everybody's got a guy on the couch.
Everybody's got a guy on the couch trying to, like, no, my manager said,
Because you're going to come out here soon, yeah? Maybe.
For what?
To live, or no?
Nah, hell no.
Okay, all right. You're staying in New York, or you're going to stay bi-coastal?
I'm not even bi-coastal, because I like women. I don't do none of that bi stuff. I don't know why you brought me up here to be talking about this crazy shit. Y'all take gospel music too far.
So coming out here, you're just going to keep it until there's something.
Whenever y'all got some money for me, whenever Hollywood got some money for me, they got a show for me to come shoot,
yeah,
I come out here. I ain't got no problem getting on the plane. I get two seats, and I just get on my plane. I get on the bus. I get on the train. Whatever I got
you
to
love
get
it. Traveling's not an issue for you.
Traveling's not an issue, but I can't live out here. I need to be.
Why?
Stand-up is too important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I work the best club in the world.
Yeah.
I can't go from that to coming out here to doing...
Well, to coming out here to, I think, what I get what you're saying is...
Open mics.
Well, open mics, but, I mean, definitely starting... starting over in a sense, but, like, coming out with heat, you want to... I mean, even...
Open mics.
You would go right to those.
Everything feels like open mic out here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything feels like...
Anybody
can get up.
Well,
I've been to a couple of dope shows.
There's a lot of dope shows. I don't think you've spent enough time.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. No. I don't mean anything towards any of the dope shows. Like I've done Hot Tub Show, which is fucking.
But what about any of the clubs, like Improv Store, Factory?
Yeah, but it's.
But obviously, yeah, that would take time for you to really get in there, right? And so you're so in, and you have such a collection of. You're so integrated into the New York scene. Why would you not get as good as you could there and then come here?
I don't see a reason to move out here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing, y'all. Like, they do auditions here. They do them in New York, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's no... Until I book something,
the right move.
There's no... I mean, even if I book something, I got to be out here for 3 months straight. I still wouldn't get a...
Hey, like, sublet a place or something?
Yeah, because it's no... Like, it's really no need for me to be out here.
And the weather, you don't mind? Because that's usually what...
But salespeople, it's like, yeah, okay, it's beautiful all the time, and the women look good, and they're naked. And yes, y'all got the best cocaine.
And yes, there's Roscoe's, and they do bring ketchup for you.
Right, yes. And it's... But...
Yeah.
Just the pain in your face.
Stand-up is
right
what?
Now.
That's such a...
Stand-up is all I got.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that in, that's the only guarantee I have in life.
Gotcha.
Stand up. I know you put me on stage with a microphone, I'm going to make people laugh.
And that's the best part about this job is because when you're funny, like if you're funny in this business of stand up comedy, you will work.
Right.
You're never going to not be working if you're funny. And whereas you audition for a show, you try to get something, it's like now you got some dude in a suit. That was vice president of the AV club in high school. Never been on stage. He's just
never
like,
even kissed a girl.
It's like I don't like his hair. I think his hair might be too threatening to Middle America. And now, and because he said that, you're not.
Hold on. Are y'all using bread as coasters?
Toasters, baby.
These motherfuckers got whole wheat bread with no mayonnaise on it, and they use it as coasters.
Is that?
It's just like a complimentary bottle of water.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Because this felt like a hotel. I didn't want to open it. And he's like, as I'm leaving, I'm dapping people. Like, all right, man, I'm going to need $2 for the water. You know, Doug.
Come on.
It had the plastic on it and everything.
I can afford a complimentary bottle of water. I'm a B-level celebrity.
B-plus.
Thank you.
B-plus.
Man, that is the only level of fame and money I want to get at where I can go into a hotel room, see a bottle of Fiji with a tag on it, just be like, you know
Nothing
what?
Nothing twice about it.
Fuck it. And then just... Take it off and drink it.
I did that once, and then they charged me and overdrafted my account. It was the worst. It was the worst experience ever in my life trying to explain to my mom why I need her to send me $3. You know how the less amount of money you need to borrow, the worse it looks. Like, you ain't got $3?
Yeah, you're so right.
Yeah, because if you're like, hey, I need $500, you're like, oh, wow, you're in a bad situation. Right. Something happened to you. Right. You need $500.
You $3? What, you need earring backs? Like, what the fuck are you buying with $3? Some headphones?
A slap bracelet?
Socks? Yeah. Would you need socks, son?
Just one?
Right, that makes it worse when you're... Son, are you all right, son?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, the worst is when, if you ever get a girl back to your hotel room, and she just starts drinking the water, or, like, going to the mini bar, you're like, what the fuck? Like, because you want to act like you're cool, but you don't want to be like, bitch, put the water down. Yeah. Brad, not the cashews.
Brad don't even take him back to the hotel.
What? Is he an elevator fucker?
Nah, Brad will kick you out the green room.
There might have been an incident.
Might have been. Then he was stingy. You know what, Brad? I think I can't keep staying on this podcast. Brad going to be here. One of us got to go. Now that I'm thinking about it.
So he's like, upset. Turnabout is fair play. Now you have to leave, Brad Williams.
This was in Cleveland, huh?
Yeah.
This is in Cleveland. Yeah.
What was his name again? Charles?
His name is Charles. He has soft mustache.
Firm lips, though.
Yeah.
Brad loves that stash.
Yeah. He was at least a catcher. I was a pitcher. It's fine.
All I know is Brad, she wanted everybody to know that she walked out and she was wiping it. Like, you couldn't have swallowed all that while you was inside? She opened the door and
Jesus
Christ. I was like, what the fuck are you?
She wanted everybody to know. Was she wearing an I Fuck Brad t-shirt on the way out?
And I come in and Brad's passed out on the fucking coffee table. Legs just dangling.
Well, I had to stand up on the coffee table. She didn't want to bend down. She said she had scoliosis. I don't want to make that shit worse.
Hey, Brad. And I walk in and he eating. That's what I had ordered, pretzels.
Yeah.
Pretzel sticks. Then he was like, hey, man, you think you can step out? Because I step out, I'm smoking outside.
Yeah.
They brought my pretzels, I guess, while they were in there. Like, they brought my pretzels, and then...
Oh, so they're fucking around your pretzels?
I come in, and he eating my fucking pretzels. He done busting that, and he
thought that was like
pretzels.
A fucking reward for fucking, man, in the green room?
I'm
they were like congrats,
what?
Sir Brad. Here are your complimentary post-fuck pretzels.
Right.
Wait, you guys don't have a post-fuck pretzel?
Man.
That's my tradition.
My blood sugar was low than a motherfucker.
Oh, no.
I'm on stage bombing the second show. I ain't know what the fuck was going on.
Dwarves love post-fuck pretzels. Man. You guys don't know that about my people?
I didn't. I know y'all like little sugary snacks, but I didn't know.
How was growing up in South Carolina?
I grew up in Virginia.
Virginia.
Oh, okay. I was born in South Carolina. Okay. I lived there until my dad was in the Navy, lieutenant commander. He retired. He's an ROTC instructor now.
Nice.
I lived in South Carolina until I was in probably second grade.
Yeah.
Moved to Japan. Lived in Japan for 3 years. It was horrible. Lived on an American base. It's like you're friends with people you're friends with because y'all have similar interests. You meet at the same store or you go to a gas station or you're forced to. You're forced to meet these people.
Right. And you're the only thing you have in common is that you live on this base.
Yeah, that's the only thing. You're forced to be friends with all these characters. And so it's.
How old were you living in Japan?
I was third grade to fifth grade.
So, like, did you even try to learn any Japanese?
We would visit the schools, visit the Japanese school, but nah, fuck that. I'm still trying to learn English. What you mean? I'm still taking English class. I was like trying to learn Japanese.
How was, any sort of. I feel like you were always a real funny kid.
Always.
And even on that. Wherever, I mean, you traveling to there, I mean, I feel like you just kind of took your, that was a skill set that you were like, oh, cool, now I'm just going to bring it to another part of the world.
Yeah, that's when I started, we used to do plays, and I remember one year, I'm starting to think this was kind of racially provoked. We did The Wizard of Oz, and I auditioned for the Tin Man, and I fucking crushed my audition, by the way. Fucking destroyed my like damn near got a standing ovation.
It's on your reel, isn't it? The footage from that.
It is. It actually is. And I thank you. I'm glad you know that. I didn't get Tin Man. I didn't get the Lion. I didn't even get the fucking Witch.
Don't tell me.
I got Toto. I got Toto. Toto talked in this fucking play.
How do you get?
It was a church play. You got a black person playing Toto in a church play, and I'm running. And like one of the opening scene, I'm running down, and I'm dressed as a fucking dog, and I got fucking face paint, and dude, and I'm talking like Scooby. Dora. Dora.
Dora.
Dora.
Dora.
That's crazy.
Wait, what was Dorothy changed?
Dorothy, right. I said Dora. Dorothy.
See, maybe that's why, because you didn't know the main character's name. You see it?
Holy shit.
Dude, I played Toto.
All right. Toto. I was in The Wizard of Oz. Not the actual movie. I wasn't Munchkin. Fuck off. It was a school production. And we didn't have the part of Toto. Toto was played by a stuffed animal.
Right. Ours was actually a real dog. I played the Cowardly Lion in my school's production. And
do you always get the best parts?
I mean...
If I was a king... Of the forest.
Of the forest.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, you got to do that accent.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I mean.
If I only had a heart.
Wow, so we've all done the Play Wizard of Oz.
Heart or brain.
You were the
what
lion.
What did the lion need? Need pussy? What did it need?
Courage.
Courage, there you go.
And pussy.
Courage. Right. Courage.
Courage. Courage to get pussy. Naturally. Yeah, so you were the lion, you were Toto, and I was the wizard. So there you go.
Well, we should re...
You were the wizard. Could you imagine showing up to that fucking play?
Nope. But I'm trying to.
Well, because the best part is if you remember, when you first see the wizard, he's behind the curtain, right? And they're like, don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
Best reveal
so
ever.
So no one knew it was me. Then all of a sudden,
then they got a
like,
real wizard.
They're like, the curtain just comes back. I haven't been seen all show. And all of a sudden, there's a midget wizard. Whoa.
Somebody was probably high, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Somebody tried to hit
bigger.
Somebody tried to hit pause. Like, wait.
You guys just can't sneak a midget wizard up on us.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What kind of magic he know? Does he know a little bit of magic?
Well, dude, because then when the balloon flies away in the end, they probably thought, like, no, the wizard's actually flying that right, shit. Like, there's no wires on that thing.
Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray from the About Last Night podcast. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Hope you've been loving it. And thanks again to CISO for sponsoring today's episode. Look, if you guys like comedy and you want all your favorites in one place, CISO is for you. It's a premium comedy streaming service. That's right, streaming. What does streaming mean? The internet, Dad, with original series, quotable classics, next day late night, stand-up specials, and more. Our boy Rory Scovel has a stand-up special on there. He's hilarious. A former guest of the About Last Night podcast. Just go see for yourself, all right? CISO's got all 40 seasons of SNL, the entire Monty Python library, Kids in the Hall, both versions of The Office, Steve Carell and Ricky Gervais, hilarious brand new exclusive stand-up and series from people like Upright Citizens Brigade, Dan Harmon, Scott Aukerman, and Jonah Ray. And it's every single week. Plus, it's 100% ad-free and only costs $3.99 a month. All right? Go see it for yourself for free right now at CISO.com.
That's fucking hilarious.
Wait, so you did plays in Japan then too?
Moved to Virginia.
Yeah,
I did. That's where I did the plays. Moved to Virginia. It was always funny.
Is your dad funny? Mom funny? Where do you get?
My dad's very sarcastic funny. My dad's an asshole funny. My mom's...
He'll bust your balls.
Yeah. My mom... Not even bust your balls. He'll say some mean shit.
Straight up
he'll
mean.
He'll say some mean... Like, my mom is the type that'll say anything. My mom will say anything.
No filter. Mm-hmm.
No filter at all. That's why I got his sarcasm, her no filter. And my sister is probably the funniest person in my family.
No shit.
My sister is my dad times 10. She's a woman that's sarcastic with no filter.
Oh my god.
My sister is smart.
Yeah.
My sister is smart.
It's awesome.
It's crazy. Like, I want my sister to do comedy. I really do. I think my sister could. We think she goes to college for business management and culinary. We're gonna start our own comedy club when she graduates.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
What are you gonna call it?
I don't know yet. I don't know. But I'm definitely gonna have you two come.
Obviously, do host. Anything for
y'all
it.
Can come
out there.
You come wipe the tables.
Yeah,
and
I can do it.
I thought you never asked.
You can rip tickets at the front.
I can rip tickets. I can go under the tables, get the gum from the bottom of the tables. Not have to dunk.
You can shine shoes during the show.
Actually. I can do
you
it.
You can charge whatever you want. That's your money. You can do that.
You're not allowed in the green room.
Is that a black man's dream to have a club where just it's all white people working for him?
That's fucking nah. That's
like you say no, but at the same time you're thinking about going.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
That would be kind of nice,
right? Well, and like all your shirts in the back got lashes on them, like they're all ripped open.
Oh shit!
Oh,
welcome to We Sorry Comedy. Yeah. We Sorry.
Son of Batman. W-E-E.
We Sorry.
We Sorry.
What? Oh. What? Wait, so where
welcome
do you...
Welcome to Massa of Laughter.
Massa of Laughter.
Massa of
man,
Laughter.
Man. We gonna whip them laughs in. That's fucking hilarious.
Where in Virginia do you even know about so your sister, did she must have been into comedy and kind of like maybe introduced you to some shit, maybe some
my
comedians?
My sister's younger than me.
Oh, okay.
My sister's 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my sister's 18. They came to Montreal when I went this year.
Hell yeah.
My
nice.
Mom, my dad, my dad met Dave Chappelle, Wanda Sykes.
Because that was your first accolade, major, yeah, like man. Getting recognition where people were like,
"Why did BET Comic View when I was 19, 20?
Oh shit!
When it first came back, it didn't air, but when some more hosted, when they first rebooted, I was on that.
Okay,
right out of college. Wow. So that was right when they were like, "You're gonna have to fucking go somewhere." I'm like, "Hey, well, BET just called me and said I'm going to Atlanta to film." Oh shit! Well, hey, all right. So that was
them. Was all about it now from the get go. Yeah,
man, they were upset that I like this was my senior year of college.
Yeah, oh shit.
My senior year of college, I did Conan. I can say that.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
That's a damn good senior year.
Right. You know what I mean? My friend's about to graduate and try to figure out what the fuck they're going to do with this piece of paper that they spent 5 years getting.
Right.
And I'm getting some paper and I know what to do with it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, so at first I went through a depression. Like, I gained 100 pounds when I dropped out of college. I went through a depression.
No shit.
Because it was, at the time, my parents were like, yo, we just spent this money on you going to school.
And you didn't want to do it, though.
And I didn't want
to
do it.
What'd you go to school for?
Nursing.
Yeah.
Not
still an interest?
No, it was never interest. I went to it. First off, black men do go to college, but the number of black men, there's more black women in college. Hmm. I went to an HBCU. My freshman year, it was 33-1, women to men.
Holy shit. Whoa.
That's on campus. Yeah. I was the only guy in all of my classes. I was in nursing.
Yeah.
You know how much pussy I got?
What people did you kick out of green rooms?
Dude, fuck a green room. We was on the operating table. I'm like, scalpel. Trojan condom. Give me the condom.
Wow, dude.
Dude, I mean, I've always been smart.
So
then, but at what point does college just not seem like...
The first time I stepped on stage. October, I don't remember the exact day. October 24th, 25th was a Saturday.
An open mic somewhere?
At the school. I did an Apollo night. In front of 500, keep in mind, black people love to boo.
Oh, yeah.
500 of my fellow people love to boo when they know you.
Right. Because they don't think they'll fuck, like, they're more scared of you if you boo them and they don't know you. Right. Like,
what makes you think you can do this? Like, we know what funny is.
Yeah. Right.
Went up there and killed.
Mm-hmm. What were you talking about? Do you remember stuff about?
Hack. I was a hack.
Whatever, but related school stuff, maybe some...
Some local dumb shit.
Yeah, make fun of a teacher.
But you were comfortable on stage and
destroyed.
You just...
Destroyed. My parents came all the way up destroyed. And from that night, I could have dropped out that night.
Wow.
Because you knew.
I knew. The next week, I saw D-Ray Davis and my mentor, Bodacious, at our homecoming show. That was the first time I saw a comic go up. Now, keep in mind, D-Ray Davis...
Beast.
Beast.
Yeah, murders.
You ever see him do it? Like, I know he does a lot of relationship stuff now, which is
still crushing. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
his family stuff.
Yeah,
never seen it.
Man, he talks about his mom being a dope fiend and how they used to go steal shoes. And you know how sometimes the shoes had the clips that keep the feet together.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And he said his sister, his brother, his mom, they running out, and he fell with the clips on, and he fell because he didn't. It was his first time.
Yeah, come on.
He fell, and his mom was like, "Leave him, fuck." And then he fucked, "Leave me, Ruby. Yeah. Leave me, yo."
So funny,
dude.
So just like the combination of A, doing it yourself. And being like, holy fuck, that was awesome. And then having a guy like D-Ray and Bodacious come in and you see the professionals do it, man. And you see their reaction, you're like, wow. So that's where I could go.
That's where I could.
Yeah.
And I've always been, you know how you always got that guy that talks in class and gets in trouble?
Yeah.
That wasn't me. I was the guy, the teacher would call my house and say, "Miss Oots, you know, we don't have a problem. He's smart. He's doing everything right. It's hard for me to teach when I'm laughing."
Hmm.
I used to make the teacher, like, I've always been that edgy, but everybody gets it funny.
Right.
Yeah.
I've always looked at stuff
different. You picked your spots.
Right.
And then, like you only had a select number of bullets in the clip, but you're like, nah, these are going to matter.
These are going to matter. Right.
Yeah. Do you remember in elementary school or high school or whatever getting a big laugh, like, in class? Like, what, like the first one that you were like, oh, shit, like, where you can sense from your friends and maybe kids that you weren't friends with, even a teacher?
My first big laugh... In school.
Or just a moment that you did something
In high school, I played football for one of the best teams in the country. We won a state championship. My actual coach just left Virginia. He's got like a $175,000 contract now to coach high school football.
Damn.
He looks like Ash Ketchum from Pokemon. I said every time he sent a player into the game, it's like he's a Pikachu, I choose you.
Team just lost.
Crying.
Yeah.
I mean, and the coaches are crying, like, because that's what it is. When he says, "All right, Jefferson, go in." Like, Blastoise. Yeah.
And they loved that.
They loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they kicked me off the team, but they loved it. They loved it. They knew I was going to be somebody.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, he's a photographer, so he's not just sitting on the couch.
No, he's a photographer. Nah,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's right. Taking notes. He's doing
all right. He's doing things. Okay.
He's doing stuff.
Okay, so you literally walk off stage and you're like, this is what I'm doing now.
This is it.
And then now you're just like, hey, mom and dad, this is what I'm doing now.
Nah, my grades sucked. I've never told nobody this. I didn't go to class. Mm-hmm. I would get on my computer 12 hours straight, watch comedy. I wouldn't go to lunch. I wouldn't go. And keep in mind, I was a promoter. I like, even now, you go to Virginia State, they know Leonard. Or I was on a promotion, the major promotion team. We had parties. I'm not going to the club. I'm good. We'll go out tomorrow. I'm studying. I'm writing jokes, throwing it away. That sucks. I'm writing, throwing it away. Like, I've been a comic for a long time.
Wow. Because
I started writing in high school. Already knew.
Yeah. What were you writing?
Michael Vick jokes. I swear, my first couple jokes were about Michael Vick, because that was when
the
whole dog
episode. Yeah.
That was my first bit. And I had an ugly ass.
Especially Virginia?
Yeah.
Where he went to the University of Virginia, right?
He's from the 75. Him, Allen Iverson.
Yeah, yeah.
Dante? Is it Dante Hall? Dante Hall.
Uh-huh.
They're from the 757.
No shit.
They're from my area.
So the Vick story was.
It was huge.
It was massive. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
why did you then go to New York after? Oh no, you went to Atlanta to do BET, and then
I did that. Then went back to Virginia. Was working at IHOP. Met my roommate Willie Lynch Jr. He's won the Black Bay Area Comedy Competition 2012. One of the dopest comics out.
Mm-hmm. How's IHOP?
IHOP sucked. It was a life changing experience.
That seems humbling. Like a place where a lot of drunk people go.
Graveyard Shift. I got a joke about it. Graveyard Shift.
Yeah, it's amazing. Man. Did it on House Party, right?
Yeah, I did it on House Party. And I did it on Conan.
Yeah,
there you go. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, because you must have just seen some. Like, now, but then working that job and working at IHOP and being around those kinds of people, is that just like that fire under you more where you're like, there's absolutely no way I'm like, ending up here?
Man, it's like, dude, I was just on TV with some more. Some more just introduced me on TV 2 weeks ago.
Now I'm at IHOP.
And motherfuckers are telling me how they want their eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, light the fire. What does?
I moved to New York. I was supposed to have 3 college gigs, $1,500 a piece. Black colleges pay good, $1,500 for 10 minutes, not $1,500 for an hour.
Damn. Shit.
Yeah, promote like black people make money. We make money. You know, so all 3 got canceled. As I'm already like, I get this email the Monday that I'm in New York. I have $300 to my name.
No shit.
This is last October. We moved, and I could have left. My mom probably gave me $1,000out of like the first 6 months I was there.
Yeah,
like $1,000, like 150 here, 75 here, 25 here.
Yeah,
15.
She was helping, but she wasn't like I'm not.
She wasn't.
Like,
no, yeah, it wasn't. No,
you still got to grind it.
Yeah, I used to go sell DVDs at Mike's. I'll go do an urban show and sell 10 DVDs just to make my rent. My rent was $100 a week.
Oh, your shit. DVDs are just like
my DVDs. No. Yeah. I wasn't out there with fucking
Shanghai Nights.
No, I got heat. I got heat. Adam raising this. I know y'all know Adam. The B plus. B plus 11.
Oh yeah, of course.
Adam Ray with the shoulders. Yeah. Adam.
$300 to your name.
To my name.
So, like when
then
you
I start, then I got lucky. Uh-huh. I started working the Funny Bones and Improvs. They let me in their system, so I started making a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. Then boom, boom, boom. I submitted for Gotham Comedy Live. I did that.
Got it, yeah.
The next day, they signed me that night. They signed me before the show was over.
Who signed you?
Levity.
Nice.
They signed me. I went third on the show. I did my set, went and sat, and keep in mind, I had pneumonia. I was sick. I almost passed out right before they brought me on stage.
What?
You can't tell. My adrenaline was rushing.
Of course.
But I thought I was going to die. I'm not even making this up. I was in my bed. Keep in mind, me and my roommate shared a bed. We shared a bed,
dude,
for 8 months.
Fucking Charlie Bucket's family. This is insane.
We shared a bed, me and a grown man, not a king bed, like a full size. Yeah. Like, we shared that.
So like someone rolls over and now you got more than a roommate.
And we shared a bed in a Dominican lady's house, a family we can't even share the same language.
Wow.
Hello, Hollywood.
Man,
I've got a show for you, dude. That's crazy. So you literally. But hey, man, all for the sake of the dream, right?
For the sake, man.
This affords me, because you're obviously, I'm sure, your rent, sharing a bed in a place that you don't know the people. That's obviously probably pretty affordable rent. Yeah.
Keep in mind, I don't come from struggle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't come from not knowing if I'm. So I didn't have to. It wasn't like I had. You know, it's like I could have been like, you know, I'm gonna go home and. But no, this is what I wanted. You know what I mean?
Well, it's what you've been, like you say, you wouldn't go to class sometimes because you were studying. Like, you knew,
but
know what your destiny is. You know, you know what you're good at.
I'm curious too. Does somebody tell you? Because, you know, like getting that. Some people are just born with that natural like firepower of like, this is what I want. I know that it's going to be a grind, but I'm up for the challenge. And some people see it in family members, or you hear stories from other comedians somehow. But you just innately were just like, oh yeah, like it ain't gonna come easy. Like, I'm asking, like, what other examples in your life did you see of maybe that type of work ethic?
My parents.
Yeah. Okay.
My mom, my dad was in the military. My mom didn't have to work. She worked anyway because she wanted to.
Okay. So that,
she liked having her. She liked having her own money.
I love that.
She liked having her own. My mom liked being able to say, "Fuck you, nigga. I'm gonna go buy these shoes if I want them."
I like it.
You know what I mean? So and
got that motor.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was in a meeting today, and they were like, well, yeah, we know we can make all kind of money. Money doesn't impress me.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy, all the fancy cars and all that. Like, people always say, well, you know, if everything happens now, what's going to keep you grounded? Like, I've always been cool.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had chicks. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, me being on TV, yeah, they might be a lot prettier, but I've always been around pretty chicks. I've always been with the cool guys. You know, I've always been me and been able to fit in, so I don't think I need to change for that to work.
So it's not it, like some guys get in this business because they've never had pretty women, or they've never been one of the cool kids. So it's like that's their goal. You're like, no,
they want to be funny. It's funny.
I got that.
Right.
I'm doing this because I love. I have to do this.
If I don't do this, if I didn't do comedy, I wouldn't live.
Mm-hmm. Because just like.
I would be out on Skid Row. Because I would be going crazy knowing that I'm supposed to be doing something that I'm not doing.
I feel that same way, man. Like, I don't know what I'd be doing if I hadn't found
this. I couldn't name it. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how I worked at IHOP that long.
Well, I mean, honestly, strawberry syrup is pretty good.
Yeah, come on,
man. That sugar-free is just as good, too. That sugar-free. You ever warm the sugar-free up?
Oh,
my God.
And it bubble a little bit.
Woo. The joke, I'm not going to make you do it because people will see House Party coming out in a couple weeks and mm-hmm. need to go watch your Conan
in the
set.
Middle of April. Yeah. If you haven't seen my Conan set, you need to go see my Conan. I got a standing ovation. Now, keep in mind.
Like four applause breaks, dude.
Four applause breaks. I don't really watch late night like that, but I've seen some late night sets that they say,
dude, some hit, some don't, man. Because the audience is, you're getting, sometimes, even for Conan's monologue, like an audience can just collectively be like,
not today.
Yeah, like, hey,
this is the thing about stand-up. You have to take the crowd and make them come to you.
Yeah, make them your crowd, yeah.
It's hard. It's easy to do that when you're just at a show. Mm-hmm. You can say whatever you want. You can do when you only have 5 minutes on national TV, mm-hmm. and then these are the jokes you have to do. Yeah. It's not like you can go up there with your arsenal of jokes. You have to make this material work.
Yeah,
yeah, because you can't be up there.
Because they're going to air this.
Yeah.
You can't start cursing because cursing makes people laugh. Yeah. Like, you have to stick cling to get a standing ovation. And then not only to get a – I'm thinking standing ovations. When they stood up, I was like, okay, cool. They do their favorite.
Yeah.
I got the only standing ovation ever on Conan.
Wow.
You don't know. I'm not saying that. But I'm like
– And on this podcast.
Hey. But it's like, you know, it's like I know I can do better. Mm-hmm. I know how some comics like, listen to this fucking no, but it's like I know, like I've done better than that.
And that's the motor that you have that's going to make you get to that point, because a lot of people would get, like, if they got a standing ovation on Conan Tonight Show, whatever, they would then sit back and just be like, all right, you guys come to me. Here comes the money and fame, right? Here.
Right.
No, you're like, all right, that was great, that was good.
Yeah,
what's the next
thing? I already got my next five ready.
You took it in, right? I mean, like, that's, I want to make sure, because I think we even talked about this in Hawaii during House Party, where I love that about you, but I was like, also, though, like, and I had to learn this our way, too, of just, like, stepping back and and enjoying
right.
like that dope shit, and like and being able to look back at your set and the good messages and like right. And thinking about how dope that was,
right,
for,
right?
So that you like take that in and can think like how far you've gotten since IHOP and the grind you've put in, so that you don't. But also, but you know,
you're
there's
right,
a balance,
you're,
not too long,
it is,
so that
it
you
is
can immediately.
A balance.
Yeah,
I haven't started to appreciate it yet. Because I still haven't got the check. But but what I will say is, dude, the love I've been getting, like on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Two of my friends shared your Conan set on Facebook today.
That's right. Dope.
And like they don't know that we're going to be talking today. They don't know right. that I know you. They just shared it in their timeline. Like, dude, this guy was so funny. Like, yeah. And I just smiled. Because I'm like, that's my boy.
Yeah.
That's dude, Leonard.
People are starting to find out, right?
It's great.
It's cool.
Dude, it's.
And comedy's at such a boom where people are loving to like discover new talent, man. So
man, I'm telling you, if I ever come to your city, you get a chance, please come. I don't care. Hit me up, I'll get you some tickets. Come see. I'm like, I need people to come see
and,
me.
Yeah, like and Adam's me. Obviously seen you perform. The time I was at the Cleveland Improv before you featured for me, I remember I won't say his name, but the feature just like bombed. Every night, so I had that taste in my mouth. Like, all right, here's the city where they give me a crappy for the right. Shitty feature. I got to dig myself out of. Oh, okay,
right,
oh, all right.
Now I got to bring it.
Yeah,
it's harder.
Yeah. It was so much fun to follow you and have an audience that hot.
Right,
it was so cool because like I'm like, oh wow, my job's easy.
Right,
shit,
and that's why, Brad. That's why I told you then. I've had comics take me off shows,
me
off weekends.
Yeah.
You know, I've had comics say, oh, I'm going to take you on the road, but it never happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because who? Some comics don't want that. Some comics know that they have a TV, a movie show, the movie that they were in, and that's why these people came.
Yeah,
yeah.
They know that they're not putting in the work like I'm putting in or like any other comics putting in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah, you got to be. I think Louis might have said it once, where it's like anytime he felt himself. I think it was talking about in context of like trying a new bit. He's like, anytime I feel myself like not wanting to, like if he's on stage and he's like, oh, I should try that new bit, and then he feels like, oh no, I shouldn't. It's not ready. Anytime he feels himself going away from, you know, down the road of no, right. He always tries to power through in like any regard. So even if it's like thinking like, oh, there's this person that could open for me that's really strong, oh, but I wouldn't have to follow, like, so he's like, no, I should always say yes to that, because those are the moments when you always grow a little bit.
Yeah, dude, I take my roommate on the road with me. Mm-hmm. When I can, well, you know, I ain't nobody, so
yeah,
you know, some clubs let me bring them, some clubs won't. We did a one night at the Hartford Funny Bone.
Love that club.
Hot. That you get that club hot, those people come out.
Yeah.
Black people, white, they come out.
Yeah.
My roommate went up and did 25 minutes, and I swear to God, all you heard was people banging on the tables for 25 straight. He got to the point where he knew he was killing, so he said, all right, I'm about to get up out of here. No! Don't go, please!
Oh,
don't.
Shit. As the feature.
As the feature. This is when I first started headlining.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is when I first realized, okay, I can do 40 minutes. You know what I mean? Not even 45.
right.
But I had 40. TV credit, and they needed somebody to like, let you do 40.
Yeah.
I've never done 40. I ended up doing 53.
Yeah.
I'm pulling shit out the bag that I wrote one time.
Right.
They're like, oh, this might.
Sure.
But when your back's to the wall. Yeah, my back to the wall, man. I ain't never watched somebody. And then I was so mad. I wanted to tell them, hey, don't even watch my set. Just go sit in the parking lot.
Go home.
Yeah. Just go to the hotel. I can't believe you just did this to me.
I will pay for your Uber. Get out of here. But it's and I had an acting coach tell me this, and it's the best piece of advice that I've ever gotten, where he says desperate people get super creative super fast.
Right.
You were in a situation where it's like, fuck. Well, and then you had to kind of be smiling because you're like, wow, this is what I put all those other headliners through.
Right. Pause. Why do y'all have a department store bathroom in an apartment? I'm looking for the handrail. Where's the handrail? Because I know that's not.
That's the kitchen.
Oh, that's.
Did you hear the bathroom?
I thought that was the bathroom. Okay,
dude. So
if I had a net, that way I'd have been able to see that.
We had another pod today of my buddy Beck Bennett, who's on SNL. You know Beck? He's on SNL.
He was on today.
He.
Oh, and so he, I'm not special.
Nah, fuck you.
I thought I was the only one.
You're the headliner.
Fuck you. I almost fell for that shit.
You walked in there today too and thought it was the bathroom.
I was about to start pissing all in your sink.
Wait, how Hawaii, by the way, so dope. I mean, you crushed Conan, but like the Hawaii, that a completely different venue and
completely different
surrounding
energy.
I mean, also five cameras, a young audience, they're right up on you. Conan, they're a little bit more removed, studio audience.
I felt like I was. They told them not to stand up because of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that, right? They told them because they.
Yeah, baby.
Who's this celebrity special guest? Oh, wait. Did you call your Uber? Is this your Uber driver?
Yeah, but I don't know why he brought a motorcycle.
Oh, playa.
I got you in the sidecar.
Sidecar. It's got to be a big-ass sidecar.
Not bad, man.
Hello, Adam Devine.
Okay. Hey, what's up? Hey, world.
Are you holding a motorcycle?
My parents are huge fans. Neighbors must hate your fucking guts, right?
Why?
Just I heard you guys at the pool, and you're like, the thing about comedy... when you're on the road.
Oh, shit, dude.
You heard that?
Yeah. Yeah, we. Yeah, I definitely. There's a woman who lives above me who we haven't met yet, but I've heard her because she kicks the fucking ceiling a lot.
There you go.
And I kick back.
Wait,
because I'm an adult.
You get your feet on the ceiling?
No, I pound.
As a midget, I'm extremely impressed.
I pound.
You know how many Brads it would take for him to get his feet on the ceiling?
Gotta get like Voltron, like form up.
He'd have to take his feet off and then let you throw it at the ceiling.
Could you really hear us from all the way out there?
Yeah.
Oh,
all my truth comes from comedy. Or all my comedy comes from truth.
Are you holding the motorcycle helmet?
No, I'm holding your Seahawks helmet.
I saw a helmet when you walked in,
huh? I have to, like, whenever I ride my motorcycle, I have to have places to, like, stop. Or else I'm afraid I'm going to, like, die out there. No, so I need to have, like, goals set, you know?
If I can make it to that 7-Eleven, I'd be okay.
Wasn't that how the game Paperboy worked with the kid on the bike? He was like, if I just...
I bet it was exactly like that.
My dad used to make me go running with him. That's how I used to make it. He'd be like, all right, just make it to that corner. Get to the corner, he'd be like, all right, next corner. I'd be like, fuck you, dude, you said this corner.
Was that the last time you went running?
Silence. Brad, have you ever been kicked off your own podcast?
I ain't never met somebody.
You can dish it out now, man.
I don't know. I don't know how to stop.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I have a problem.
Yeah.
I'm the type of person to start talking about how he can't do push-ups because his arm's little. That's me. Y'all talking about his legs. Fucking short. He can't do push-ups. Let's slap box. You can't slap box. He got a baby watch on, and y'all in here talking about me. A baby watch. I ain't never seen a baby watch.
Listen, some of these watches they put on Ken, they are expensive.
Yeah, the baby Ken doll, actual doll, life-size.
Ken doll. I just steal that from Toys R Us. That took skill.
We were just talking about Hawaii before you walked in, Ad.
Man.
And how great that was.
How they flew us fucking Greyhound.
From Leonard, he's like, Adam's a dick.
I didn't even get my check yet. Like, what the fuck?
He said, maybe it's going to air?
Right.
Underlined maybe.
Right. He put me on the Underground Railroad episode. And
wait, what?
I'll save you.
How did you find, because as soon as you got there, you came to me and you were like, yo, I got this blunt, and it looked like a mini, I thought we were going to go pick a game of softball with how big this fucking thing was. It looked like a mini Louisville Slugger, and we smoked it on the beach, and I've never been
higher,
but like, it was one of those things too, where you're like, on the beach, with a joint, with your buddy.
In Hawaii. Doing TV. It was and then I gave him some pussy.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. It was amazing.
And I hooked it up that night.
No, it was. It was cool.
Wait, you have a pussy, Leonard?
No, I didn't give him my pussy, but I gave him some pussy.
Oh, okay.
I let him borrow it. I keep some pussy in my
shirt. Yeah, in your suitcase?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. In my jacket pocket. Yeah, I got some pussy. If you want some pussy, I can let you go in the bathroom.
It was a flashlight, wasn't it?
I still have yet to use one of those, but I've got one.
They gave me one for Montreal. They gave us all those.
What? Yeah, I got one too in the little gift bag. They're like, well, these comics are lonely in a hotel for a week.
And? Yeah.
I ain't seen it since. This ain't no.
Where'd it go?
It's full.
That's not something you clean out and take with you.
Right, it's full. I left it there. You don't fly.
It's not a fucking canteen.
You don't fly a bitch from Cleveland around, do you?
Well, because the fear.
It's a canteen.
The fear of your bag getting picked at TSA and then just them, what's in this bag? That would kill you.
Can you imagine that search? Jesus.
Man. I,
I'd leave my
given like a lot of those from like the company. They're yeah, just like I don't know, just think like this guy jerks off.
You guys drink. You must and, fuck toys.
And my dad, my dad goes, "Hey, found your alien pussy." One of them is an alien pussy. It's like blue and green and like it's bizarre. And I'm like, what did my dad? Because I didn't remember I had it. I'm like, what did he? What does he consider alien pussy?
Yeah, for
what
sure
is he talking about?
You know, because the lip, because he's got that too much labia meat. Does that make it alien pussy? Yeah,
unhuman. Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's somebody should make. I don't know why. Like in all the prank shows, like why hasn't there been a show where it's like prank pussy, where they show up to like
prank pussy. Dad,
like they go up to dads and they're just like, hey, like here's your own fleshlight, and try to like watch them see how to figure out what to do with it or how they react to it.
That'd be on Playboy TV for sure.
Maybe you just give it to them. Maybe it's just a reaction you film.
My granddad would put it in the kitchen until it started cooking. He put it in the refrigerator. What it does not what it do? My granddad started licking it. Yeah. Tastes better than your grandma. Yeah, yeah. Like that, damn, granddad used to talk about my grandmama like that.
See, that's a pilot episode. That's what I'm talking about.
See, everybody talking pilots today.
Yeah. All right, Len, we got a few more minutes.
Yeah, how long we been doing it?
Almost an hour.
Yeah, almost an hour.
Damn, we could go forever.
Yeah. Just whatever. My phone. Can you just pass my phone? It's charging on the floor next to you.
We got about we got about 5-10 minutes.
Oh, so we got to stop. Okay.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No
oh yeah, we got to stop because we got another Louisville slugger to roll up.
Jesus.
Oh man.
What was your favorite part about House Party, and what are you most pumped for people to see when it airs? And you got the creator of the show,
yeah,
right?
Dude, Adam leans in closer, talk shit, dude.
I'm like, I hope we didn't cut that joke.
My favorite part had to be the breakfasts. Remember those breakfasts?
Come on,
ooh,
man!
I wake up every morning. My flight back was probably the best part. Leaving,
didn't you? And you went straight to New York, right?
No, I had a connecting flight.
He looks at Adam like he booked it. Adam Devine booked me through Omaha.
Had you ever been to Hawaii?
Yeah, I've been to Hawaii.
Okay.
God damn, yes, I've been to Hawaii. I told you earlier I've been to Hawaii, Adam.
When?
You don't even listen to me. Wait, you got your nice little blue shirt on.
Gave him a Louisville slugger.
Yeah, my memory's a little tainted, everything, man.
Yeah. No, I remember I told you my dad was in the military. We lived in Japan.
That's right.
Japan's like, what, 6 hours away from there? It's close.
Sure, yeah,
so we flew through Japan, through Hawaii to come back when we moved back.
How many times did you run the set that you did for House Party?
Since I've been doing comedy, I've been doing those jokes.
Okay. So. And was there a lot of thought that went into picking that set? Or was this your second or third TV set, right? Gotham BET.
BET Gotham twice. I did Gotham twice.
All right, well.
I did Cypher Sounds has a show. I did that. That was actually
okay, dude. So for Comedy Central, you're popular.
No, it was my first.
Adam Devine was late to the game. We get it.
And I kept tweeting him, and I kept saying, "Look, you need me for this."
Yeah.
It was my first major TV credit, man, and it was, dude, the energy that you come out to. First off, I didn't know I was going to fit through them doors.
We were also worried about that.
I thought it was going to be the only one where it's like they let it loose and they cut and I'm just walking out with them. I thought that's what
you had to go around.
And if you notice, I sort of slid through. I put my left shoulder through first.
You did do like a cool side swaggery.
It's like, no, he wasn't being cool. That was out of necessity.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, left titty first.
All right. He tried to do like a Kramer from Seinfeld move where he just kind of like slide in real quick.
I didn't see that episode. But back to what I'm saying. Dude, that show was just was just fun. Was just the energy was so amazing.
Well, that's to me why House Party is when Adam took the traditional stand-up showcase show and turned it into that. Why it's not only you're getting that there's a show there and comics get to act and showcase that aspect of your town, but the energy in the tapings is so. All those old Gotham shows or any stand-up showcase show is comedy club audience. Through now you're doing it in creating a vibe of just like where they're turning these bars in New Orleans,
man,
and the back of the House Party in L.A. and now this in Hawaii where it's like. It's so conducive for comedy, but so out of the comedy norm.
And you can see there's lights on the water. You can see like,
and
it was, dude, like it was amazing, man. Thanks again. That shit was.
You earned it, baby.
Man, that shit was crazy. That shit, the energy, like, Mm-hmm. I feel like my set on there was amazing.
You crushed.
My set on, like, I feel like I
remember everybody when you got off goes, man, I didn't think Leonard was going to be good. That was great. That was crazy.
Yeah, that's what everybody was saying. I didn't think it was going to be good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was so surprised, but very pleased. Man. No, you crushed.
You can always tell how you do when, not only when people, after the show, but, like, it was like a line. People wanted to take pictures. People was like, no, because when this air, you're going to be famous. I'm like, I don't know about famous. Yeah. But it's gonna do some numbers. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's going to help.
Because it's the highest rated show on comedy.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
I hope we keep that because it was the highest rated stand-up show that they've ever had before. Yeah. So I
you will. This season's going
to. I guarantee you it'll be the number one show on television, man. After Leonard said 7 episodes in.
Yeah. They saved the best for middle. Think about it. When you have sex, you do your best like right before you start to decline.
That's so funny.
You gotta hit that, man. Look.
That dude, that's the title of your next album. Save the best for middle.
Yeah. That's a picture of you fucking a fleshlight on the cover.
Ooh. And my fleshlight was heavy too. Like they gave me a big girl fleshlight. Like, like every time I step my dick, it's like, mmm.
Oh,
spank me. And I had to slap the back of it. Yeah, you know, it hurt because I slapped the back of it and it hit my balls. I was like, pat up! It's like we was in there wrestling. Like, I was wrestling with myself.
That doesn't sound sexy at all.
It sounds violent and messy.
That sounds... I can't stop laughing, dude.
A black flesh like, don't you pull my hair like you ready to get no hair.
That it talks back to you? It's right. Got a little, like, voice box on it?
Did you take the trash out? Like, you know what? I'm happy, y'all. Drop this in some water.
All right, Len. This has been the best,
dude. This is fun.
I'm glad you stopped through and your short LA tour.
Man, I'm ready to get the fuck about it, LA, before I fuck around and stay.
You ready to go? Yeah, it's starting to grow on you,
man.
You can tell.
Adam got a shirt with no sleeves on it. This is beautiful weather.
How dope is that?
This is beautiful. I haven't sweated since I've been here.
And what's on your hat right now, Adam Devine? Inglewood City of Champions.
Yeah. And he's got a third eye on his back. What type of shit?
Huh?
The shirt had an eye on it. It's all right. I'm used to bombing. It's okay.
Based on what you've done on this podcast, you do not bomb. At least not recently. My God.
Where can people find you on?
You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, mm-hmm. Yeah. Instagram.
You're pretty active on that.
Everything. You Leonard Oots. L E O N A R D O U Z T S. Everything.
Oots.
Has what
Snapchat me that pussy. If it's cool.
Are you big on Snapchat?
I'm getting big on Snapchat. I can zoom in on my dick and make it big on Snapchat.
Is Leonard taking a dick pic?
I've taken a couple dick pics.
Yeah.
Do you have like a go to move or like a go to lighting situation?
Jesus Christ.
I like creepiest to lay down. My dick's ever. Bigger when I lay back. It is. My dick, I don't know what it is. My dick's big when I lay down.
Yeah. And what's usually when you send it, then what do you get like?
I usually turn my phone off when I send it because I'd be scared.
Yeah.
Scared the response?
Yeah. Man, I mean, one time I sent my
dick. Or even worse, it's the almost lack like of response.
It's almost like Halloween. You spook a kid and then you run away.
Right. I sent my dick pic one time and she was like, why'd you send me a picture of your thumb? I was like, Mom, that's not my thumb.
Nice.
It's not even a nail on there. Why would it? How would that be my thumb? It's not a nail or you don't see the vein? Vein right there.
Jesus Christ. What? All right. So
there's a part of me like I'm
that wants
so,
to see my dick. Come on, let's go in the bathroom. I knew it.
Right now.
I knew it.
I'm so curious. Happy for all your success, and I know it's just going to keep getting better and better. But like, there's part of me that's sad because now we can't have like weekends like in Cleveland anymore.
We can't. What's up? Let me come. What's up? Let's go. All right.
Still got it. Yeah,
I'm going here. In a few weeks.
What's up? I'm serious.
I'll fly out. Hell yes.
I told y'all earlier. People say that.
Hey, I'm not editing that part of the podcast.
Now I don't hear back from Brad in 7 years.
On my own dime, I'll fly out.
All right, bet. Let me know.
Yeah, because we had a damn good time that weekend.
All right, now look, don't take me out there and then leave me.
Well, I mean,
you fly me one way. Like, look, all right, look, I didn't know you was gonna do this. So, look, I'm not flying you back. No, but I'm serious. I'll come.
I will call them tomorrow.
All right, bet.
For sure.
Leonard Oots on social media. Check out your Conan set. Your house party set will air in a couple weeks.
April. And check out every episode, not just my episode.
Fuck yeah, there you go. March, Adam, make it the highest rated TV. Day?
March 3rd.
Next Thursday. Mm-hmm. That's Thursday, right? Mm-hmm. Next Thursday. Oh, I'll be in Texas. I'll be in college. If you're in Texas, come see me. I'm doing some college.
And if you're in New York, you're always at the Cellar.
Comedy Cellar. I'm in New York. If you live in Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Chesapeake, I'm at the Funny Bone once a month. Come check me out once a month at the Virginia Beach Funny Bone.
If you're on Snapchat and you're looking to see a thumb dick, hit up Leonard Oots.
It ain't got no nail on it.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.